Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. Today's hadith, an Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, intalaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ashabuhu hatta sabaqu al-mushrikeen ila badrin wa jaa al-mushrikun faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يقدمن أحد منكم إلى شيء حتى أكون أنا دونه فدنا المشركون فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قوموا إلى جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض قال يقول عمير بن الحمام الأنصاري رضي الله عنه يا رسول الله جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض قال نعم قال بخ بخ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يحملك على قولك بخ بخ قال لا والله يا رسول الله إلا رجاء أن أكون من أهلها قال فإنك من أهلها فأخرج تمرات من قرنه فجعل يأكل منهن ثم قال لئن أنا أيت حتى آكل تمراتي هذه إنها لحياة طويلة فرمى بما كان معه من التمر ثم قاتلهم حتى قتل رواه مسلم. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba proceeded and reached Badr before the mushrikeen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, they reached Badr before the mushrikeen could come to Badr. The mushrikeen, the politists, then arrived. In other words, they came after the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba were already there at Badr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you should proceed with anything unless I approve of it. That none of you should proceed with anything until I approve of it. And this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, you will never see this in the leaders of today. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hands-on, a man for the people. That he was with them. In the front lines also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Sahaba. In the battle he was with them. In good times he was with them. In difficult times he was with Sahaba. So even in this battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very much part of it. So he told Sahaba that none of you should proceed with anything until I approve. So the mushrikeen, the politists, they drew near and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So now they were coming close to the Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment, he made the statement that rise towards Jannah, rise towards paradise, whose breadth is equal to the heavens and the earth. In other words, the skies and the earth, their breadth, this is the breadth of Jannah. Just to give, this doesn't mean that's the breadth of Jannah literally, but to give an expression of how big Jannah is. That the breadth of the heavens and the earth, the breadth of the skies and the earth, this is the breadth of Jannah. In other words, the Jannah that you are going towards is something very, very, very big. So rise towards Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was encouraging Sahaba. So one Sahabi by the name of Umair ibn al-Humam radiyallahu anhu, he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the width of Jannah is like that of the skies and the earth, like that of the heavens and the earth. In other words, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. So he said, bakhin, bakhin. He said, excellent, excellent. An expression, how excellent, how excellent. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this Sahabi, Hazrat Umair ibn al-Humam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, then why did you say excellent, excellent? So he replied, the Sahabi replied, by Allah, nothing except the hope that I will be from amongst its inhabitants. Now look at this, there was no big bayan. There was no long tashkil taking place. There was no continuous fazail of jihad being read out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one virtue, that rise up towards that Jannat whose breath is equal to the heavens and the earth. That's all Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But that affected the hearts of Sahaba so much that he is already making dua that I must be from amongst the inhabitants. In other words, I must be killed here today so that I can get Jannat. Already he is making that niyat in his heart. So that shows what level of desire and thirst they had to fulfill and to follow the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us some portion of that. That we also listen and we also have that desire. There was no need for continuous reminders and reminders. They listened one time and they took it to heart. So this Sahabi, Hazrat Umair ibn al-Humam, he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, why did you say excellent, excellent? He said, by Allah, nothing except the hope that I will be from among his inhabitants. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are from amongst its inhabitants. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already had given him glad tidings. He then took out some dates from his pouch and began eating them. The sahabi, he took out some dates from his pouch and began eating them. Imagine, there was no biryani, there was no akni, there was no five-star meals, there was no catering. Simple, out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eating some khajur. This was what they would live on. So he took out some dates from his pouch and he began eating them. But then he said, if I live long enough to eat these dates, it will be a life too long. My life will be too long. If I'm going to wait and I'm going to eat all these dates, then it will be a life too long. He tossed aside the dates that he had with him and he fought the enemy until he was killed. In other words, how can I delay going towards Jannah when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is such a big Jannah? So he took it to heart and immediately he practiced upon it. He brought it part of his life and Allah ta'ala had given him shahadat in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ulama explained that the least we can do is we can give up gunas. At least. There's so many gunas there, so many sins out there. If we don't have the courage to give our lives, at least we give up sins for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And slowly, slowly try and bring into our lives every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it should happen that the last days of our life, the last portion of our life, was one that was striving to be 100% in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought this hadith to show the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show the zeal and courage that we should have whenever we do any good action, especially striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.